Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
It is Payback Sunday, 1 week since the last pay-per-view, WWE style. We're back in the saddle again. I am the one and only Trebuchet, alongside my co-host, the one and only Chad Showtime Schultz.
I've been high longer than we've had between pay-per-views. Like, this pay-per-view is a half-hearted bender from the last one.
Right? Yeah.
A little bit overexposing the product here, I feel.
It's fine. We're here. This is the fast food version of the podcast. We've got Arby's. To my left, the returning Niner just unwrapping some KFC here. How's that treating you?
Good. Fries are okay.
Their fries are okay.
Niner says KFC's fries are okay, and you can take that to the bank.
To the bank. I personally would never get their fries because I always get potatoes. That I don't know what their new market strategy is, but they're just advertising fries. Potatoes.
I actually really like the potato wedges they used to have.
Three syllables. And last but certainly not least, in the house, drinking some Red Bull. What up, little Dia? How you doing?
Not bad.
Good. Did you miss me since last Sunday?
Oh, yes.
I knew it. Just like all the listeners out here, did you miss me, Showtime?
I am eating a mediocre Arby's roast beef sandwich. I don't miss anything.
That's fine.
I shove happiness.
Well, you're also a little high.
We have also been hanging out playing a little bit of Guitar Hero like all week, too. So
really,
it's kind of hard to miss somebody you see all the fucking time. So.
Yeah, like I said, I don't live here, but when you start charging me rent, I'm not going to be shocked.
Yeah. Also in the house, I've already introduced him, but Niner, did you miss me as well?
Yeah.
I knew it. Yes. Yes, he did.
That was the most, like, white, blue-collar, yeah, let me finish chewing and then I'll tell you how much I love it. Like.
So, yeah, no, it's been a long time.
We also have Sonny and Buddy with us.
Yes, those are my dogs. They're just hanging out, watching me eat Arby's mozzarella sticks right now.
Yeah, they're good, but you're killing them.
They forgot my marinara.
Yeah, I only like to go to Arby's when I'm really sad. I'm really sad, and usually it cheers me up. It's not doing it today. But let's see if the wrestling will.
All right, we're in Thunderdome, so.
Okay, how do you feel about Thunderdome, Trev?
I feel okay.
I don't like it.
I'm okay with it. I like it. It gives it a new look. I like that NXT still in the Performance Center.
I prefer the look in the Performance Center for the entire product. I like that NXT is still there. Like, it gives NXT something extra that it is still that.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate piped-in crowd noise. It feels worse. It's only slightly better than the no audience wrestling we started.
You were telling me it feels like a lot like a video game.
It does. It has a very put-me-on-mute atmosphere.
I've been doing that.
I never play video games with sound. I'm playing the wrestling game. I'm always doing something else, like watching something else.
Because,
mm-hmm. The piped-in crowd, it just sounds fake. Like, it never captures that energy. It's either, that energy is either happening or it's not.
Gotcha. So, how do you feel about Paul Heyman and Roman Reigns?
So,
I'm just going to jump right into the headlines.
What do you think about it? Because I'll be honest, I missed SmackDown this week.
I like it a lot. I really think we're going
to
get...
What happened? So, like, to tell...
It was a contract signing deal. The one bald guy with the goatee, neither one of J&J Security. It's the other guy that I always ask
you. Adam Pearce.
It's that guy. He's going around. He had to get three signatures for the world title. The Fiend, Braun Strowman, Roman Reigns. He went to the Fun House and he got Bray to sign it.
Okay.
He found Strowman and Strowman said something. I'm mad I lost my title. And then...
Did he sign it?
He signed it.
Okay.
And then he was talking to Roman Reigns and it was along the lines of, I want this title shot, but, like, let me look it over with my new, like, manager.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean?
Did he say manager or did he say advocate?
I don't remember.
I hope he said advocate because that would be such if he says advocate, they zoom out and show Heyman.
They were sitting kind of like you were. They were on a couch.
Yeah.
And you just saw Roman and the bald dude.
Yeah.
And then they panned out and you saw Heyman and then fake crowd noise.
Yeah, I wish there was live crowd because the pop that Paul Heyman being with
the Wrestle Champ's been on fire since
it
happened.
I believe
everybody's been talking about it.
You want to know my vote?
Yeah.
Roman Reigns is hot, so he's got my heart.
Roman Reigns is hot.
Roman Reigns is not a bad-looking man. I
Well, he's The Rock's cousin. He's The Rock,
legit?
He's The Rock, but with hair. And how are we supposed to compete with that as a man here?
So,
I mean, I'm a siege machine. Oh, so I'm not even the same category.
Is Roman a heel?
Not yet.
I'm gonna be honest. The face Roman makes when he's spearing both Braun and Bray at SummerSlam.
Yeah,
he had the best, just sneering kind of "I just smelled shit" look on his face. It's a great heel face.
Well, he was right in the middle of that match. It was pretty shitty.
It was SummerSlam. So I didn't care for SummerSlam.
SummerSlam was entertaining.
I liked
SummerSlam more than WrestleMania.
Okay, I'll give you that. Right?
Mania this year was bad.
I think that the match of the weekend was Thatcher Balor.
Yeah.
Called that.
Yeah, you did. You absolutely did. So let's jump into the matches tonight. Let's talk about the pre-show.
Where's the picks?
Iconics versus the Riot Squad. Who do you got, Niner?
What? the Riot Squad.
Boom. Did it.
I also had the Riot Squad.
Yep. The only people are... Lydia, who do you got?
Riot.
Groovy.
Groovy.
The only people that had the Iconics were Robert and Ryan.
R&R Security.
All right. Niner. Little Dia. Alright. Moving on from there, Big E versus Sheamus.
I've got Big E.
Big E?
They're giving Big E a nice little push here, and it seems like Sheamus is doing some jobs.
Ooh!
Killer dogs alert! Oh man, we're on the podcast, and what happens? Chris Goat comes bearing Gatorades.
We got some cool. I got some in that cooler there, too.
Yeah. Got some in the cooler, too.
Oh, my God. Take a fee.
Yeah, that's fine. Have some mozzarella sticks. It is officially... Hello, Devin. How you doing? She's got Jimmy John. She's got a cooler. She's here to party. We're on the air. We're talking about Niner picking between Big E and Sheamus right now.
Sheamus.
Who do you got, Lydia?
Big E.
Yeah, and Big E is a big favorite here. So much of a favorite that Niner, you are the only one that picked Sheamus. But
all right.
That is a good way to win the title, though.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
Yeah, one extra point no one else has is huge.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I think Big E's going to get over because they're really trying to give him a singles push here.
Absolutely.
Buddy, can I get through, please?
All right. Moving on from there, let's talk about Apollo Crews facing off against Bobby Lashley for the United States Championship. Bobby Lashley has the Hurt Business in tow.
Lashley.
Is he coming back? Leo Rush coming back?
No, I just think Lashley's going to win.
Oh.
I pick Lashley.
Lashley?
I pick Lashley as well, I think.
Bossler!
Iron Mike!
Sort of put a bell around your neck.
Sneaking up on people. Welcome to Fast Food Edition of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't book
there's
that
there's
in advance.
Jimmy
John,
Arby's, there's KFC, there's Dickies.
It's a barbecue place. Oh. I went there with my mom like 2 hours ago. They used to sell them
pop. Not bad. Their ribs are pretty cheap, though.
Yeah. They don't look their ribs as much as that. They're church people.
Wait, Chris Code, who did you have?
What? I had Lashley.
No, you didn't. You had Cruz.
We'll double check what I did.
I picked Lashley.
Who do you got, Niner?
Lashley as well.
Lashley as well.
Oh, you're right, I do. I'm sticking with Cruz. Screw it.
All right. You and I are the only people that have Cruz here, so let's do it!
I think Cruz has a better chance than those...
Than what we're picking here, yeah.
Yeah, I think that well. Cruz is... It's probably 60-40 Lashley.
Cruz is the champion going in here.
And go with Cruz.
What's that?
I said I'm going to play it safe and go with Cruz.
You're going Cruz?
Yeah.
Did you put your picks in the Wrestle Chat, or are you just giving them to me live?
I'm just giving them to you.
Giving them to me live. All right.
Giving them live.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
That's Shelton Benjamin is wearing that suit, you guys. Yeah.
I have a nice suit.
Dev.
Did you go to Arby's and just ask for a pile of meat?
The funny thing is, he was trying to order two sandwiches. They just said, no, here's one with all the roast beef. What happened.
Can I just get an open-faced pile of meat, please?
I actually just ate the bun. Oh, this is the worst Arby's I've had in a while.
It's pretty bad.
I just hope it's a special order where you just slowly say everything except the meat. It's like, no bun, no sauce,
make sure
no
sesame seeds.
Hold the box, honestly. Give it to me in a bag.
No COVID, but come on, just dump
have to meet my aunt.
All right, I'll sign a waiver if I need to.
Devin, who do you have, Biggie or Sheamus?
I'm going to say Biggie.
She's going Biggie. Very popular choice.
Also have the large.
Like, everybody except for Niner has Biggie. Biggie has Sheamus.
I'm gonna call him Largie now. It's fantastic.
Pre-show match: Riot Squad versus Iconics. Who do you get?
Wait, did that already happen?
Riot Squad.
It did already happen, but we don't know what happened.
Oh, okay.
It's worth 0.1 point.
It's
so
new to us.
We're gonna watch it here. I can't wait to see Liv Morgan and Ruby Riott teaming up again and winning against the Iconics. Despite Robert.
Yeah, I can't imagine that going any other way.
So. You feeding the dogs?
Yeah, this is almost a bigger party than SummerSlam was last week.
Yeah.
It's turning into
we've got dogs, Bike Bustler, and roast beef sandwich.
All right, moving on from there. Let's talk about the women's tag team champions, Bayley and Sasha, going up against Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax, which I find to be a little bit of an odd.
Yeah, I think Sasha and Bayley are going over here. I think it's like the red herring of them breaking up. I think next time they're going to lose them. I think they're keeping it tonight to keep the thing they're doing going.
Is it just me or are they calling them Shayna? Am I the one doing that?
Shayna.
Who do you got, Niner?
Bailey.
Don't be forgetting the Sasha is definitely a Chris Young saying.
Lydia, who do you got?
Bailey and Sasha.
Bailey and Sasha.
Yeah, I want to change.
I was surprised Sasha lost at Raw. I thought she was going to win the lottery.
Changing back to Bailey or changing to Bailey.
You're going Bailey. Bailey Sasha. Bailey Asuka. Bailey Asuka would be cool.
He thinks that this match is going to be changed from the ground up.
Vince just saw it and was like, no, we're changing shit.
He's like, no, that's good shit.
Devin, who do you got?
Bailey. I like that you put your hand up like, of course.
Duh. It's a two-pointer. And let's see here. Robert had Shayna. Ryan had Shayna. A-Plot had Shayna. And Iron Mike had it, but he said, fuck that
I'm
shit.
Done with that.
No. We're out of here.
Chad convinced me with his 5-second speech.
Don't do that.
I am very persuasive.
He said red herring.
That has to be true. All right, moving on from there, let's talk about some SmackDown action. Let's talk about Matt Riddle taking on King Corbin.
That's a hard one for me to call.
Corbin beat Riddle last time.
Because I'm taking the face in the Big E Sheamus match, I took Corbin here.
Yeah, I took Corbin there as well.
I did too.
Seems to just make more sense. I don't think they're probably just going to do a longer run with Riddle. I don't know.
Well, Corbin put a hit out on Riddle, and I just think there's going to be shenanigans involved. And it's Riddle's first stop on the big dance. Or was he on SummerSlam?
He wasn't on SummerSlam, but
it's his first step on there. I think Corbin's just going to throw everything at him.
Yeah, it probably won't be clean. And yeah, I can imagine them having these matches for a little bit.
Did he, like,
I think Chris Goad just dropped the toilet seat on his penis. So. All right. Who do you got, Niner?
Corbin.
You got King Corbin, because he definitely made my top 10 best wrestlers of 2019. Dave Meltzer, a piece of shit.
Have you done the full 500 yet?
Not yet.
You guys should see the names that are like 400 to 500.
If I'm not on this list,
I think these are made up.
I'm going to get outraged.
It's like Ronald McDonald. It's like, yeah, nobody reads this far.
I'm like, the Grimace is higher than this. What are you talking about, Meltzer?
This is the first year they've had women that do intergender matches ranked in the men's 500.
Oh, that's something.
It is all men, isn't it?
I think historically, there have been women. Did they ever put like China in the men's?
It seems like they put like Charlotte Flair in there in the last couple.
They
years.
They would have had to.
China was the champion at one point. They have a women's one, but I read somewhere that because Kylie Rae was like 78 or something.
Oh,
they,
okay.
If you
I can imagine China because she had like a major.
Yeah, she was an Intercontinental champion. What I wondered was if that would technically count then, because they were saying that if these women that wrestle mostly intergender matches, they put in with the men. Mm-hmm. And China also wrestled mostly men for a while.
Yeah, she was just booked as a man.
Right? Yeah, like, so I guess it's a stretch to call that recently the first time because that would have happened.
But she was believable. I'm like, dude, she could beat up my dad.
Yeah.
She was China versus your stupid ass stepkids. Yeah.
There's no way.
Back then, and obviously not now. Because
Hulk Hogan versus China. I don't know. We'll see.
All right, Lydia, who did you have? Corbin and Riddle. Corbin?
And Corbin.
Lydia, do you know who Matt Riddle is? I was just wondering. He does this.
Hold on. Let me.
And he's got house shoes. He goes like this. And they go, they come off. Oh, man. It's
pretty cool when he does.
Don't do that. You got to stretch before you do that.
Right. I picked Corbin because I know who Corbin is.
Exactly, because he's amazing, is what I'm hearing.
He is amazing.
Devin, who do you got?
Corbin.
You got Corbin.
Everyone else picked Corbin, so why
picked
Corbin?
Showtime has Riddle.
It's good to have those.
Ryan has Riddle. At Probs McGobs has Riddle. So
who's that?
That's Fox House Twitter handle.
At
Probs McGobs.
Is he coming out tonight?
He said 50-50.
50-50?
Because he gets out at 6:30, so he'd be late anyway.
Well, we're starting the show late. Tell his punk ass to get here.
Yeah, I know who this guy is. King Corbin.
King Corbin. Okay. Like, I don't fuck with no Matt Riddle.
No.
Too bro-y.
No.
All right.
He does have like a...
He brought bro back from Vince Russo.
That's like pretty cool.
LA, like,
speaking,
it doesn't different.
Speaking of Vince Russo,
like East Coast bro is different than the West Coast bro.
Yeah, he's a West Coast bro.
I am going to fucking watch David Arquette's new movie that
I was just gonna say we should not even watch this and just order that.
I know. I was gonna say
it's
like, I'm like
$6 on Amazon.
What is it?
David Arquette, I'll Never Die or something.
Yeah,
like,
or
like
something
that.
You can't kill me or something.
Or is it about? Is it about his wrestling?
They go back to showing him winning the world title, and then at some point they show him paying his dues now.
No,
and
he's just been doing that.
The
Indies.
Funniest fucking thing is in the trailer. He's getting a spray tan.
Uh-huh.
He gets it done, and then he sits down, which is I think it's his girlfriend. Or something, and she's like, "Well, what are you gonna do when you get to the movie set?" He's like, "Oh no!"
He goes, oh, "Shit."
if you guys want to watch that after this, I can be about.
We can get down with that.
But yeah, that it seems to be kind of about his life, even though his like he seemed like it was like a sideshow thing wrestling was, but it seems like he gave up, like he lost movie roles because of this stupid.
Oh, he was on top of the world.
People
dude.
Were talking about it a couple of years ago, where he's like, "I want to go back and earn what I got."
Yeah, and
it was this really weird personal thing to him, and I figured they're filming a biopic or something on it because it was really interesting. He's like, "Yeah, I want to go back and pay my dues. Like, I love wrestling, and I hate that I'm a black eye."
No, I feel bad because I actually like David Arquette. I don't feel bad about that. I feel like, I'm like, there's worse champions. It's not his fault they put the belt on him. I feel like Sid Vicious was a way worse champion.
I don't think that there's been worse champions, but I think that he's not the guy to shit on for that.
No, it wasn't.
It's not his. They go, "Hey, you want to be a world champion?" He goes, "Sure." Yeah. Like, you do the same thing.
If you watch Legends of Wrestling, according to Diamond Dallas Page, he said no, he didn't want the belt, forced.
No,
it
I'm sure.
Him.
I'm
David
sure
Arquette's like, no,
sure like, this is the gimmick.
Yeah, this is what we're doing. I'm sure you might have been reluctant to. So I feel bad because he did get a lot of like really unfair treatment his way over something that any of us would have done.
Yeah, and that's why I feel like he went into like that hardcore style of wrestling is because that's something that's always going to sell. It's like, "Oh, you want to watch David Arquette get a light bulb broken on his head?" Like, yeah, I'll pay $10 for that.
Yeah,
like,
I think he wrestles Ken Anderson in it at one point.
Yeah.
So I really want to see it. I didn't know Ken Anderson. Well, of course, Ken Anderson's in the Indies now.
Yeah.
Kennedy.
Yeah, that's going to do one of those tobacco is wacko if you're a teen things and he wouldn't do it. Speaking of teens, Dominic Mysterio has a match here this
he's
evening.
He's like 24.
Isn't it a tag team?
Yeah, him and.
But is Ray back already?
Yeah, Ray's back already.
God, I fucking hate wrestling.
It's Ray Mysterio Jr. and Ray Mysterio Jr. Jr.
Yeah, I said that today.
And they're taking on the Monday Night Messiah.
I've got Mysterio and Mysterio.
You've got Mysterio squared.
Yeah, I'm okay. Super pissed they brought Ray back already. Like
he lost both his eyes.
Yeah. Realistically, you can come back from having your eyeballs.
Oh sure, no, I've had eye surgery.
This is a John Cena type recovery.
They take your eyeball out of your head when you have eye surgery.
Yeah, typically the worst part about it is you're gonna break your orbital bone.
Oh yeah,
it seemed like it was a clean pop out.
But just they presented that like that was the end of Ray's career, and he's back. Yeah. What, 6 weeks later?
What was weird is I noticed amazing recovery time.
I heard he was rehabbing that eye really well.
Yeah.
He was just watching porn, nonstop, left and right.
He's doing like he went down to the DMV and did that eye test a bunch. Like,
he's sweating. He goes to the library and gets like 20 of those eye spy books.
I found Waldo.
It's just da-da-da.
But one thing that I noticed that was weird is that Pentagon Jr. had the same thing. I think it was like a tribute to Rey Mysterio. He had one like patch last week on.
I wonder if they were doing that because Moxley lost his eye in AEW.
It's like it looks very similar to Rey's mask. It's like over the mask. I'm saying
I wonder if they're doing the Rey Mysterio thing because Moxley did that.
Oh, in the first place?
Yeah.
Possibly. But the eye gimmick's always been around. The Von Erichs were doing it back in the day. They were making fun of it in South Pole.
Sandman did it. Oh, yeah. We can go down. Kenny King did it.
It is the funniest word. Like, to pretend that your eye just did. You did my eye.
Instant. White heat.
I still think the best is when the Freebirds, it's a junkyard dog. The blind junkyard dog, and he's... I got a daughter on the way, and I'm never going to know what she looks like. That's the story they got.
This is great.
So they're...
I love this story.
They've got him looking in the front row of the arena, and the fans are sending Junkyard Dog checks. The fans are paying Junkyard Dogs because he can't work anymore.
He's stuck to the gimmick because he's what you did.
And he's in the front row, and the Freebirds at the end of the show, you know, point down at Junkyard Dog and act like they're going to go fuck with him. And, you know, the fans are going crazy, and Junkyard Dog are like, oh, I don't know what's going on. Why is everybody yelling?
I can't see anything.
Yeah, I can't. They really do. Yeah. It is mildly offensive how dumb they make blind people.
Pro wrestlers can't even tell when someone's behind them.
Exactly.
Well, the thing with the Junkyard Dog gimmick is a guy was going to shoot the Freebirds. Yeah,
a guy comes forward and uses Junkyard Dog's arm as an armrest.
Yeah.
Pulls a gun out and points at the Freebirds. Like, don't worry, dog, I got you. he goes, you know, I've got a dilemma now, because I can stop this guy. I know what's happening. I can take the gun from him, but Bill Watts will kill me.
Yeah.
Or I can let him shoot the Freebirds dead. apparently security got him,
thank God.
Yeah, but he could have worked it. He'd be like, it's not worth it. They're not worth it, man. You don't want to go to jail.
Don't go to jail for the Freebirds. Yeah, look at Michael Hayes' hair. It's not worth it.
The doctors say I might be able to see my baby daughter.
All right, Niner.
All you need is here to go. It's a worm.
Just that one guy. Yeah.
Who do you got, Niner? Mysterio squared or the Monday Night Messiahs?
Messiahs.
He's going Rollins and Murphy. Lydia, who you got?
I don't know what the Mysterio.
Is Mysterio for sure in it? Rey Mysterio for sure in it? Yeah. I'm going to say that they go over as well.
Yeah. I'm going with that. Mysterio. I think it's like an underdog thing. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think they're going to have Dominic lose twice in the span.
After he got beat to a pulp.
Yeah.
His dad's going to help
If Dominic loses again, then he's going to be like flattered in a plate of piss. Like
I'll tell you right now. If I don't win the title tonight, I want it to be Niner because he is the only person who picked Rollins here, and he's the only person who picked Sheamus earlier. So that's going to get him all the way to the
Niner's
title.
Niner's just on the contrarian pick.
That's right. Keep on doing your thing, man.
That'll work sometimes, especially
when it'll get you there. So, all right, next match.
Wait, did Goat fall in? He's been in there for like an hour.
It did sound like he dropped that.
Son, you better not be touching your dinghy in there.
He may have dropped the entire toilet on his
just like, he's like just laying there blood.
I know what you're talking about.
We're talking about Junkyard Dog.
Oh, no. There he is. He's alive.
He comes out.
He's
like, yeah, I need help.
Oh, man.
So your bathroom breaks are getting too long.
So, Keith Lee's taking on Randy Orton.
I believe Orton's going to go over in this one.
You've got Orton?
I took Keith Lee.
No, you didn't. You took Orton.
Did I?
Yeah. You sent me your picks.
You're right. No, you're correct. I did pick Orton, and now I'm going to stay. You know what? I'm going with Keith Lee.
You're going with Keith Lee? Can't. He's Askalox.
Askalox was a good thing. It was a good choice.
No, I don't trust him.
Who do you got, nine?
Oh, kiss his face. Part of my ass.
You got Orton?
Yeah.
Keith, not picking Keith.
Yeah. Well, it's Randy. Isn't it Keith or Orton?
Keith Lee versus Randy Orton.
It's Randy Kenneth, I believe.
Kenneth, eh. Been better for Keith. Lydia, who do you got?
Orton.
Devin?
Who's Orton?
Orton or Keith Lee?
I'm gonna say Keith Lee.
All right.
Buddy, I don't want to say
Buddy that. Is just eating all of the roast beef right now. He is having a big day. I took Keith Lee here because I think Keith Lee is going to win his first pay-per-view.
I can see it.
I don't know what they're doing with Orton, though. Mm-hmm. Because Orton was just on the title.
That's the biggest thing for me and why I've kind of flip-flop is Orton, I don't think, is done in the world title picture.
No.
But are they going to cool him off? I mean, you can because he's Randy Orton. You just come right back.
I think they're going to have like a respect thing like Brock did. Who's this boy? Who's this guy?
No, and I think either way, that. Keith Lee is going to have a stellar performance. It's going to be a long show-out match.
That's what I mean.
Maybe he's
going to get beat, but it's going to
be
Keith Lee's
going to win by count out. That's what I'm going with.
I think it may be Keith Lee
if it is,
winning
in
some
like
nonsense way.
Yeah, it'll be something weird like that.
All right. And for the final match of the night, the main event of the evening, it is your triple threat for the WWE Universal title. The Fiend versus Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman. And I can't remember the last time a world title was up, and I was like, I don't know which one to pick.
Is this a regular match?
It's a triple threat, so there's no rules.
I have a hard time seeing this be an interesting match with Fiend and Braun, if there's like DQs and stuff. I think it's too, they're too far into like an out there blood feud for a chin lock.
But you don't think that? I think that who's really going to shine it is Roman Reigns.
No, I've got Roman.
How he,
I've got
how
Roman
he's bad now.
I've got Roman to
it's like
go
look how
over
bad
here.
I am. I got a kendo.
I'm excited no, it, about.
It's like you were
Roman.
Saying. Bray and Strowman are in the middle of a blood feud.
Yeah,
they don't need the title. In the middle of that picture.
And Fiend is like Undertaker. He doesn't really need the title. He's like a character in
himself. And Heyman's going to be with Roman for the first time. Yeah. It's going to be amazing tonight.
And it's always a little weird in wrestling when the supernatural being cares about the championship. He's like, he's come back from the dead.
The Undertaker never really needed it.
Yeah, because he's an undead man who can control fire and burnt his family to death. Like, why does he care about
almost. Kane survived.
Yeah, he really thought so. His mother and father is still up in the air.
That's right.
Pallbearer may have done that.
Oh yeah!
I'm gonna change to Roman Reigns.
You're changing to Roman?
Yep.
You can't do that.
Picture without that.
Roman's Oscar.
I really need to pick.
Niner, who do you got?
The Fiend.
You got the Fiend. That is a very popular pick.
I believe I picked the Fiend. Yeah. I don't think they're gonna.
I hear Mike. You did pick the Fiend. Yeah. Lydia, who do you got?
I don't think they're gonna change much on this pay-per-view.
I think you're taking Roman because he's cute.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Love that wet-ass hair.
Yeah, he's The Rock's cousin with hair.
And now, I have learned recently the power of wet hair. I'm starting to look more and more like Roman Reigns every day.
You've been washing your balls lately, bud?
Pushing it. pushing it.
Power of radio.
You're looking more like Mikey Whipwreck every day. Mikey, he likes it!
Devin, who do you got? You're going Fiend. Nobody picks Strowman here.
I had the Fiend.
So everybody thinks that WDBE is just cooled off of Braun Strowman right now.
I think he's going to rebuild
those two guys.
He's a new gimmick. He's doing a new Braun. I think they're going to.
He is. He's wearing
new Braun
tan camouflage pants now.
And he's bald.
And he's still got the beard.
I think they're going to have him reestablish himself as his new character before he gets the belt again.
That could be.
But yeah, I think Roman's going to get it. Honestly, I've never been excited to see Roman before, but I'm like pumped to see this match.
You've never been? Never? Not really. Not even after the cancer thing?
I mean, his first match back, sure, but like that.
See, no, I was around you then.
Okay, that's a one-off. Like, I'm actually excited about
it. I count one-offs.
I knew Chad. I thought he was going to be super over. I thought I was going to be super over on him when he came back.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't care again.
Yeah, it was a little bit of, it's okay, feel good moment, and he's back. But I want to know what Roman does next if he's with Heyman.
And I think if they would have done with their, if they would have came back with like the face, kind of like how when Shane McMahon originally came back, everyone's like, yeah, and then he immediately heel turns like the next day.
He was just doing the McMahon thing like immediately.
Yeah, yeah, but like, I think if Roman would have done that before, like if it, this last time when he came back from cancer, everybody's so happy to see him, but then he's like, but I'm an asshole now.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm actually super excited to see what they're going to do with Sami Zayn now that he's back.
That was a really cool comeback.
Oh, I didn't even know he was coming back. I haven't watched.
He came back. Time. Him and Jeff Hardy had a showdown of Intercontinental
Championships. Oh, yeah, okay.
No, they his new logo is like a Sami Zayn face with like red tape on the mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like I'm wondering if anybody's going to make a gimmick out of poking fun at what WWE's done over the pandemic, it'll be Sami Zayn. I would be interested to see if they'll let him.
It'd be like a mix between CM Punk and Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, no, I feel like it's kind of like the outspokenness of CM Punk with the social conscience of Daniel Bryan, yeah.
You know what I'm excited to see?
What?
Alexa Bliss. She started putting dreadlocks in her hair, you guys.
I heard she was riding trains.
She broke my heart. I want to be sedated.
Yeah, I was like, she is just the girl
from
that
song. All I wanted was to something, something, something. Lawyers. All right. So, I think we're to final thoughts now here, guys.
Yeah, that was the main event.
Yeah. Well, we are the main event. Exactly. But they are going to entertain us nonetheless. Final thoughts, Niner. I believe that is the Payback slogan.
Yeah, I believe so too.
WWE Payback. Final thoughts. Dashing Cody Goads. Look at that thing. You seeing this caterpillar on that face right over there? You're either dashing Cody Goads or you're a Three Musketeer. You're one or the other.
He's musketeering Cody Goads.
My final words. Higher pitch version of Niners.
Give it to me one more time.
Payback.
Final thoughts, Lydia.
Let's do this.
That's better. Yeah. Woo. Devin, final thoughts. Hand gestures on an audio show. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, no, we're all very non. We're like, we did this last week. We did this.
For the listeners, it was a shrug.
Yeah. Final thoughts, showtime.
It is all fun and games, needing to know better, until you actually need to know better.
Oh my goodness.
Not again.
Yeah, dude, you got roast meat on the couch.
My mom is going to be mad. Final thoughts, Iron Mike.
My final thoughts is that I just realized that Chris Goad is the illegitimate child of Rick Rude. Rick Rude did a one-nighter in Ohio back in the territory days. but yeah, again, I don't know. We're here. We're doing this.
We're in the Thunderdome.
There's so much energy in this room.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You could.
I mean, it was the fast food edition. You've
next
listened.
Time,
that's
I
true. Now
it's a food crash. Each and every one of you. Exactly.
We need Nate Dogg here just pouring Coke and Monster.
he is all pure excitement. Exactly. I think he's made out of lightning.
He was the most excited person I've seen so far today.
what you seen him at work?
Yeah.
At Shimmy
Shots.
He
was excited to be there.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Nate Dogg should talk like Hulk Hogan. I want to hear Nate Dogg be like, well, you see, brother, I've been hanging on the edge of the Titanic for 40 days and 40 nights.
It's going to be bad if it's anything like a Savage.
I want him to switch to Road Dogg and I'm like, to start trying to get sayings over with us. He's like, why do you keep saying that paragraph?
He likes to rhyme. He could do it.
At first, it would be awkward. We're like, yeah, we've heard you say those sentences a lot of times.
And then, eventually, we'll be reciting it with him.
Yeah.
I hope he listens to this later. I'm just roasting him.
Oh, he will.
All right, so that just leaves me. My final thoughts. My final thoughts are, fuck you, Dave Meltzer, you piece of shit.
Oh, my goodness.
My challenge is still out there. I will wrestle you anywhere but the Tokyo Dome.
Have you tweeted at him? He'll respond.
I
got a fight with him last week.
He's not that
He's coming at Chad because he's mad at me. Yeah, he's tucking me, man.
Guy probably makes $25,000 a year. Right? He's not doing that good.
So, we're going to have some payback. And I'm Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.
Woo.